Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello, I'm Jim Logue. The name of Ralph Vaughan Williams is well known among musicians today. Some say he was the greatest British composer since the days of Henry Purcell. He explored multiple musical genres, including organ works and choral anthems. While his place in musical history is secure, it's hard to imagine a time when Vaughan Williams was a virtual unknown. Born in 1872 in Downampney, England, he had composed his first piano piece by the age of six. It wasn't until the early 1900s that his name began to be known outside England. In 1907, he received a commission for a choral work to be premiered at the Leeds Musical Festival. For this work, he chose the text of Walt Whitman's poem, Toward the Unknown Region. The work was a critical and public success and helped put the name of Ralph Vaughan Williams on the musical map. For such a successful work, however, it is not heard often today. Recently, the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, the Episcopal Cathedral of the Diocese of St. Louis, Missouri, performed this work as part of a choral evensong service. Canon precentor and organist William Partridge was at the organ for that performance, and he tells us here about performing this work, and he tells us why it's not heard much today.
Probably because it's impractical. It's only 14 minutes long. It's very difficult. It really needs a pretty massive choir. If you're going to do it in the original version with the orchestration, the orchestra is huge. So, you know, even for community symphonies and that sort of thing, a big orchestra, double winds and double four horns and all that kind of stuff, it's impractical to do. You spend too much money for 14 minutes of music. So it kind of lies there, unfortunately. We did it here about 20 years ago, and I did it for the first time when I was still in Baltimore. Someone gave me an LP of it, when I first went to Baltimore, which would have been 1969, whatever. And I sat down and played it and immediately wrote off and got a score and thought, man, this is something else. You know, I got to do this piece. Well, it was composed for one of the three choir festivals in England, which are famous for commissioning new works. He was still a young man and not very well known, but was commissioned to write this work. And the story goes that the sort of international music press was there for that three choir festival, and they reviewed it and just gave him rave reviews. And from then on, he was recognized as a significant composer in the international music world. And, of course, just went from there up. Well, Walt Whitman poem, I'm not quite sure why he chose that. Whitman wrote it, we think it was about death. He wrote it later in life. At some point, some people said, no, he was talking about exploring outer space. Well, I don't think that's quite right. I couldn't tell you why it attracted Vaughan Williams. It's just a beautiful poem. It flows. It's very musical when you read it, you know, and so it certainly lends itself well to a musical setting. So the middle of this is quite complex. I can tell you we worked really hard. We started at least 6, if not 8 weeks ago, taking it section by section, taking it apart, divided sopranos and at times 8 parts, divided tenors, altos, and basses. So it is, yeah, it's quite a challenge. But, you know, there's something so wonderful about the harmonies, the creativeness of the harmonies, and the musical lines, the way he wrote for the voice. He really knew what he was doing.
So for this performance, you didn't have an orchestra?
No orchestra.
So you played everything on the organ?
Yes.
Did you transcribe that, or where did you
get it? No, I just take the piano score and adapt it to the organ. That's right. I've been doing that all my life. Years ago, when I was a student in Washington, I used to frequently hop on the train and run to New York to get there in late afternoon at St. Bartholomew's Church, where they did a complete oratorio every Sunday afternoon. They had a 65-voice choir that rehearsed twice a week, and Jack Osterwad was just a master of taking piano scores and transcribing them in his mind and on the spot for the organ. And I was so impressed, and I was determined that I was going to learn to do that. So for a while, when I was in Baltimore, I had a big choir, and we did, once a month, we did an oratorio. So I've had a lot of experience at just taking the piano score for, you know, Messiah or whatever, Elijah or St. Paul or Elgar's works, and adapting them to the organ. And fortunately, you know, this organ has got lots of color, a lot of stuff there to use and create some interest, musical interest in the accompaniment. You know, lots of wonderful, lush kind of string sounds. We have a clarinet. We have an English horn. We have a harp. I use the harp twice. One place in the middle that Vaughan Williams scored for six measures, I think it is, for just a string quartet, so that it would be genteel, kind of connecting link. And I played that on the harp stop and seemed to be rather effective. And then, of course, the organ's got all kind of massive sounds that fill up and make it feel like you've got some kind of orchestra back there supporting the choir. It's always so strange to me that Vaughan Williams wrote so much music for the church. He himself was an organist back about 1896-97 at a church outside of London. And he wrote just endless, wonderful anthems and lots of setting of the canticles, the Magnificat, Nunc Dimittis, the Te Deum, the Jubilate Deo. We do them all. There are six or eight of them. But he claimed to be an atheist. And yet he wrote all this magnificent music for the church.
Here is the setting of Walt Whitman's Toward the Unknown Region, as set for choir and orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams and performed by the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral in St. Louis, Missouri, with William Partridge at the organ. That was the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, St. Louis, Missouri, under the direction of William Partridge at a choral evensong service at the cathedral, recorded on May 22nd of this year. I'm Jim Loke, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. Our thanks today to William Partridge and to Calvin Guthrie for their help in bringing this episode to you. It was produced and edited by Brent Johnson. You can subscribe to At the Organ on iTunes and on Google Play Music, where you can rate our show and help other listeners find us. Also, be sure to visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, and feel free to contact us with your thoughts and feedback. Our email is info@attheorgan.com. Thank you for listening.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.